You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a lens? Back in 1609, an Italian scientist that you've probably heard of, Galileo, pointed a telescope up into the night sky. He observed and published about Earth's moon, Jupiter's moons, the planet Saturn, and sunspots. He had learned how to improve upon spyglasses at that time, typically used for terrestrial observations like ships at sea or enemy troops on the horizon. Galileo had figured out how to make his spyglass stronger, more powerful, and by looking up into the sky, not across the land or sea, he had made a telescope. To do this, he had a method for making one piece of the spyglass larger, clearer, and more powerful. He worked with a component made of glass called the lens. Now, we've discussed lenses before on The Weekly Experiment when we discussed optics. Optics is the scientific study of the physics of light and the tools used to study light. A lens is the part of the telescope, or microscope, or binoculars, or even your eye, that the light passes through. Since light is able to pass through it, a lens is transparent. Lenses are typically made of glass or plastic, or in the case of your eye, tissue. When light passes through the transparent material, such as the lens material, it bends or changes direction. In physics, this is called refraction. And this bending, refractive property allows the lens to focus the light to one spot. The spot is called the focal point. It allows for something to be visible that's too far away for an eye to see, and it allows for something to be magnified that's too small for an eye to see. Lenses have two sides, and there are three possible shapes. It can bend or curve in, which is called concave. The way I remember it is caves in, concave. Or it can bend out, bulge out, which is called convex. Convex flexes out. Finally, it can be flat in shape. Convex lenses have an interesting feature. They invert an image. As light passes through the convex lens, the image is upside down. So, try this activity at home. You'll need a white piece of paper or cardboard, the largest magnifying glass you can find, and a bright screen like an iPad. Get a website image on your iPad, like the classic yellow smiley face. Put the magnifying glass lens in between the iPad and cardboard, and then be patient and slowly move the lens and cardboard back and forth until the image focuses on the cardboard. You'll see the smiley face image is upside down. Well, we've just learned a little bit about lenses. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.